With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Good morning, Hammer.
Great morning, guys.
Hi, Hammer.
Feeling great this morning.
I will say, by the way, the heavy coat, the shorts, my youngest usually is in that same getup almost every day. Always shorts,
yeah.
Big bulky sweatshirt, hood, everything on top.
You'll do that from time to time. You'll wear shorts in, yeah.
Occasionally.
You have shorts on
today? No, not today.
All right.
It's not going to be cold for long, so you just got to be...
You got to ride it out.
For a little bit, and then boom, rest of your day.
I got you.
So I thought it'd be fun to talk some trash this morning. I think it's really fun to talk trash on like the older generations. Like,
right.
For me
like
to look at you guys.
Ben, right.
Yeah, it's fun to talk trash on that. So I was looking back at just generations. I don't know what you guys would like to talk about on the generation before you. But I think the worst thing about like the older generations is like the first people to like dominate American culture. And they wore these big white wigs. The most powerful people on the planet would wear these goofy wigs.
The powder wigs.
The powder wigs, yeah. That's the stupidest thing that an older generation could have possibly done at that point.
I have no idea the origin. I bet if there's somebody in the room that does know the origin of the powdered wig, it's probably my co-host, Ben Higgins. Why? Why would they do that? Why did they wear those?
I'll tell you, Woods. I have no idea. I don't know why. I assume that it was just part of the fashion of the day. We do lots of weird things that if you take it out of context, like, for instance, a guy wearing a tie, necktie around your neck that just dangles right down the middle. Why? What's the point of that? We don't need ties anymore.
That's true.
Our shirts stay together. We have buttons. We don't need ties, yet we continue to wear neckties because it's the fashion. It's what looks good. If you're a guy and you're trying to dress up, you put on a tie. But it doesn't have any point to it. I kind of assume the wig thing was part of that. Also, I'm sure they had really bad normal hair.
Yeah, but
so everyone
hair
wanted
was
to cover
trash.
It up. But still, there was no good hair products or stuff back then.
To choose a white wig... I'm sure they could have like made a brown wig. Like, all right, if your hair looks bad, then make it the same hair color at least. But you don't look good when you put on a white wig. When you put on a tie at some
point, you look good.
You look better. It makes your whole just attire just
it
come does, together.
It's called the tie. It ties it together.
Boom.
Boom.
But a wig doesn't tie anything together. It makes you look awful.
Paul, do you have an answer for us?
Oh, yeah, I do. So the concept of the powdered wig emerged in France in the mid-17th century. It was to cover premature balding. As the trend began in royalty, they developed an upper-class conservative status. People who wore them were among the elites. The first wigs were made from goat and horse hair.
Ew.
And because they were never properly washed, they smelled awful and tended to attract lice. So to
Ew.
Combat the unfortunate odor and parasites, the wig wearer would powder the wig.
Oh.
The powder was usually made up of finely ground starch and scented with lavender.
All right, so the wigs were not white until they powdered them because of their disgusting lice. Does that make sense?
This is awful. This
and,
is stupid.
And by the way, just to take it a step further, the reason they were wearing them, oftentimes they had very patchy hair because of syphilis.
Oh, my
syphilis
God.
Outbreaks were widespread, so they'd cover the... Like the lesions and the hair loss with the big powdered wigs.
I'm telling you, man, the older generations.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a great time to be alive, that's for sure. I think the 21st century has its perks compared to living in the 17th century. So, but then it became a fashion. For 200 years, two centuries, the powdered wigs were all the rage.
It's not a good look, man. It's not a good look. But that is interesting that the powder is what made them white. I mean, we kind of knew that, but... That there was a reason for it, to put the powder. I love that you learn something new on Ben and Woods every day, mostly during Hammer Time.
That's what I'm here for.
Well done.
Stop. Hammer Time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.